You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, there are many Christian songs on the market with the phrase, "I'm not worthy," as part of the lyrics, as the singers sing about what God does and has done for us. Is this feeling of unworthiness biblical? Well, interesting question. On a psychological level, it definitely does not seem healthy for people to depreciate themselves with negative appellations. In fact, in this age of positive thinking where a growing number of Christian preachers promote the theory that we have the ability to transform ourselves, expressions of unworthiness have somehow become taboo. However, although this dehumanizing type of self-designation is not in vogue, there is indeed a biblical basis for it. In fact, a number of biblical passages in both Testaments herald this unworthy theme. In Psalm 51 verse 5, for instance, David acknowledges that he was unworthy from birth, and Isaiah declares that our best efforts amount to nothing but filthy rags. That's in Isaiah 64 verse 6. And even in the New Testament, we find that Paul admits that no good thing can be found in him, right there in Romans 7:18. And the returning prodigal is quick to declare his unworthiness to his welcoming father. Now that we've established a biblical basis for the sentiment of unworthiness, and I hope you see that it's there, I believe that it is of utmost importance that we differentiate between unworthiness and worthlessness. Now, one's unworthiness stems from the fact that we have broken covenant with God, and as such, we are unworthy of eternal life since the wages of sin is death. However, that's not the last word in Scripture. For we find that the fact that we are unworthy of salvation does not mean that we are worthless in God's sight. You see, in spite of our shortcomings, God still views us as persons of worth. With all of our weakness and failures, God continues to love us. In fact, in Jeremiah 31, he speaks of his everlasting love towards Israel. The same love is further amplified in John 3:16-17, where we're informed that God loves the world to such an extent that he sent his only Son to redeem the unworthy. So in this we find the paradox. The unworthy have such a high value placed upon them that God was willing to secure their destiny with his priceless Son. With this in mind, the person who has truly accepted the gift of God should not have to approach him with head hung down in pitiful shame. After all, as Hebrews 4 says, don't we have a high priest in the very presence of God who has empowered us to come boldly before God's very throne? I'm reminded of the words of that very famous hymn. Some say it's a spiritual. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, there was a time when I was unworthy, but thank God for Jesus, because he showed me that in God's sight, I'm as precious as he is. Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.